in my notes, just going through some notebooks, I found something. Somebody had asked Flannery O'Connor if she thought that universities stifled writers, and she said, they don't stifle enough of them. So I come from basically blue-collar people. Each of them had maybe a year of junior college, and I was a good little student in grammar school, and all I wanted to do when I grew up was, I couldn't be a horse, or Annie Oakley, or Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, then I was going to be a secretary like my mother, get married, have kids, the whole thing of the 40s and 50s, and I got good grades, and then junior high, so-so, by high school, I was just a total snot punk, you know, tough little chicky. I'd changed schools three times, three different junior high schools, and I was really afraid of college. I didn't know anybody who'd been to college. All my friends, they didn't drop out and get married. You know, they waited until graduation. At one point in high school, I was just, you know, barely getting by with C's. I'd hardly ever do my homework in time. I would, you know, last-minute stuff. And at one point, I was taking an English class, and I was doing fairly well in it, and I found out it was a college prep class. I don't want to take a college prep class. I'm not going to college. And I told the teacher I wanted to just take a plain English class, and she tried to talk me into staying, and I did not. So I did get married right out of high school, lasted 2 years, no kids. And about the age of 20, I started taking some night classes, and they weren't as scary as I thought, college classes. And then I took quite a few classes. At some point, I did the whole dropout thing, and during that period of time, I took a number of adult ed classes, really difficult subjects like dream interpretation and you name it, all of the arts and crafts and jewelry making, you know. At one time, this was in Santa Barbara, and I was taking a night class. I don't recall what, but during the break, I heard a lot of laughter coming out of a classroom nearby. And the door was open, and I stood there, and these people are just cracking up. And there was finally a break in the laughter, and I stuck my head in. I said, what is this, a laughing class? And they laughed, and I said, well, you're doing a great job. And it was a laughing class. Well, that's one class I did not take. Luckily, I came from people with a wonderful sense of humor. Jokes were part of our growing up and laughter. And that really helped. But I never could decide what I wanted to be when I grew up. And, you know, I'm getting to be in my 30s. And at some point along the way, I learned the word dilettante. And I didn't really, yeah, just to dabble like a butterfly, you know, here and there. And, oh, that's me. I thought it was a wonderful word. It was sounded French, kind of sounded like debutante. So I mentioned it to a friend of mine, and she was older and a little smarter, better educated at least than I was, and she told me the negative connotations of it. It's like, darn, now how do I describe myself if not with this great word? So eventually migrated up here to this county, and I had been working a few years doing clerical work, and I had a really good job with the planning department, and I also had really good computer skills, and this was late 80s, and I thought, you know, I'm going to get a really good job up here. Nobody would hire me, not even a temp agency which I still haven't figured out. So I finally, there was a job in the jobs in the Cambrian newspaper, which I only subscribed to because we were trying to find a place up there. There was a job for a part-time reporter with, it didn't pay diddly. The hours were so weird that I couldn't work around it. I couldn't get another part-time job, but I took it. And I did not get hired because I had been the editor of the Audubon newsletter in Santa Barbara. I did not get the job because of the stories I turned in of my creative writing classes. I did not get the job because of the one class in journalism. I got the job because I was good on a computer. Well, whatever worked. That job saved my life. It turned out to be a career, 17 years, and even after I retired from the Tribune, I got to freelance for 6 years and just write art features. It was wonderful. It boosted my self-esteem. And at one point, I had a cartoon over my desk, and it had a reporter in a newsroom, and there was a big banner with every possible topic that a newspaper would cover, and he's got some darts. Well, what'll I be an expert in today? And that's how it was, especially when I was working for the Weekly. So, what it boils... Oh, and it was not necessary to have a degree in journalism at that time, luckily for me. And I stole something from Radar in MASH, who always said he was paper trained, you know. So, yeah, that I was paper trained. So it turns out that ultimately, being a dilettante paid off.